This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, how HP survives the incredible shrinking PC market. It's managed to boost revenue and gobble market share from smaller competitors, even as the PC market shrank. How is that possible? The details, but first, these tech headlines. State and provincial regulators in the U.S. and Canada say they have conducted a wide-ranging crackdown on initial coin offerings throughout the past several weeks. As part of a coordinated action plan dubbed Operation Crypto Sweep, regulators said they went after dozens of ICOs whose popularity in recent months has made them popular vehicles to solicit funds from investors. An initial coin offering is a process by which a company, typically a tech startup from a digital currency sector, creates a new virtual coin or token and offers it for public sale. These actions are just the tip of the iceberg, according to the North American Securities Administrators Association, which at a press briefing Monday announced the operation. Auto dealers are struggling to explain your car's high-tech safety features at the moment. It seems at dealerships, the focus is on selling the car rather than touting tech like automatic braking and lane departure warnings. A new report in the Journal notes that few new car buyers bother to try out technology proven to keep drivers safer. A recent McKinsey study estimates 70% of car shoppers are aware of such features, but only a third of them try them out on a test drive. For all the promise of online lending companies, the two most closely watched stocks in the sector have been flops, while other upstarts have backed away from public offerings. This week, a new entrant, Green Sky Inc., hopes to break that downward trend. The fintech firm is planning a $700 million public offering that would give it a market value of nearly $4.2 billion at the midpoint of its price range. The deal, which could price as soon as Wednesday, would make the Atlanta firm the most valuable U.S. public company specializing in online loans. Coming up, HP stays alive in the shrinking PC market, but for how long? This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. By focusing on sleeker designs and high-performance machines, HP has managed to boost revenue and eat up market share from its competitors, even as this PC market shrinks as we currently speak. Joining us now via Skype from Seattle to break down the method to the madness is The Wall Street Journal's Jay Green. Welcome back, Jay.
Hey, Tanya.
So if there's one market that's shrinking, it is certainly the old PC market, but the fit do survive in this world, right? HP is a good example. How are they currently overcoming selling in such a fading marketplace?
Well, what they've done, and to be honest, what some of the other PC makers, the big PC makers have done as well, is they've sort of feeded on the failing smaller companies in the market.
Okay.
So if you look at really what's gone on in the PC business, the big have gotten bigger. You know, if you look back just 5 years or so, the top five PC makers had something like 59% share. And if you look at it today, those same five PC makers have about 71% share. And so what's happening is the smaller ones are fading off, and companies like HP are picking up the share that they've left behind.
And where are they really finding that hook where they're thriving?
Well, what HP has done, interestingly, is even in that shrinking market, it's really gone after high-end market share where they can actually get margin. And so, you know, they use as an example when we chatted, the gaming business. Now, gaming PCs is still a relatively small piece of their overall portfolio, but they've put some focus into that business and have grown from about zero to $1 billion in just a couple of years.
So HP stays alive and companies like HP stay alive, but for how long, right? In a stagnant market, how do you sustain what momentum you do have and what comes next? Are those the deep questions HP is asking itself and any answers coming back?
Yeah, I mean, that is the real question, right? I mean, you can only take market share in a shrinking market for so long. You know, when I talked with Dan Weisler, the CEO of HP, you know, he thinks there will be opportunity for HP to take share from the bigger competitors. But that's a much tougher task because they all have scale and brand and you know, tools to defend themselves against HP, where some of the smaller, you know, players don't. you know, HP is expanding into new markets as it's doing this as well. And so HP also obviously has its printer business. It's been trying to get into 3D printing, for example, which is an emerging market and a place where it thinks it might be able to tap some of its expertise and develop a whole new market.
Apart from HP, its rivals are making out similarly. Are they experiencing the same growth overall as well?
Yeah, no, HP's been doing a little bit better than the others. I think Lenovo has been growing much more slowly. Dell has done relatively well, similar at least to HP and some of the growth figures. You have smaller companies like Asus and Acer that seem to be holding their own, but HP really seems to be the one that has actually gained share at a quicker pace.
We'll leave it at that. Jay Green, thanks as always.
Hey, great talk to you, Tanya.
Thanks again to The Wall Street Journal's Jay Green. For more on his story, check out WSJ.com. That wraps up this edition of the Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal.